entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Concert. It's been a long time, Randy. Welcome back.
I don't want to be back.
Weren't you here last week, or was I gone?
You were gone. I was here. And nothing changes.
But now we're together. Now we're back together.
It makes it worse.
The dynamic duo.
It makes it worse.
What do you mean it makes it worse?
When I'm in a bad mood and then I have to see you as well, it takes awfulness.
That's my job. What you don't realize is people around you that know you, they've put me in place to make sure that you're miserable at all times.
Sometimes I don't need you to be miserable.
It's payback, buddy. Welcome back.
God.
Knockout Radio coming to you live every Wednesday.
Speaking of miserable, God, even though you've already broken the news, but it sounds pretty awful.
So if I wasn't already busy enough, I am now the proud owner of Torta Pizza. I don't know what number this will be.
Well, you've always been the proud owner of Torta Pizza.
Yes, but I'm back in the pizza biz. I took over a location here in Northeast St. Pete. That's a part of a racket club facility. So it's got outdoor tennis courts. It's indoor-outdoor dining.
Pickleball courts?
Pickleball courts are on the back.
Cool.
A pool on site, open to the public, and I get to go back and do what I do best.
What is that?
Well, I watch people work.
You said that before, things you do best, and I still haven't figured what that out.
Well,
that
you know, but they're going to let me use my personal gym so I can still do all my training with the GNET. I can have a place to entertain. I can have the fighters come in. We can do competitions. We can do the same thing we used to do, except this time we have full liquor bar, so we can do after parties, fighters going with a belt, come to the restaurant and celebrate, because Tour de Pizza, Tournament Day Pizza, is where winners eat, Randy. You know this. And it will even let you come and be our guest.
A, I don't want to be your guest.
Well, because only champions can come, so you could be my guest.
I don't want to be there.
That's not true. It's a beautiful place. You're going to love it.
What's our broadcast area going to look like?
Six tables, seven.
We don't need six tables.
No, it's a round table. It's like an old school mafia setup. You got a big round table with like six chairs. It's nice.
So you're not going to build us anything special. You're going with the crap.
Or you want like a soundproof booth and like microphones?
We don't want a soundproof booth, but you know, you could make it look professional. Since you're not professional, at least make you look good.
We could do pool party, like we could do the radio from the pool.
No, you've already done that once and it was not good.
I wasn't in the pool. This one we could do in the pool.
No, I'm pretty sure you were in the pool.
like in Cancun, you know, like they have the little bar, the swim up bars. We could set up a swim-up bar and actually sit in the water and drink cocktails and talk about MMA and life.
Do me a favor.
And the Buccaneers that got skunked at home.
All right. Thanks for bringing it up. All right. So I wanted to be really, really careful. You know, I've told certain people that it's because of them that I've watched what I've say on social media.
Okay.
You know, the handful of people that I care about. And there's not many.
There's not.
You know, like, I don't care if I offend you. No. Matter of fact, I look forward to it.
Yes, I expect it.
But there's people that, like, I've gone to type stuff to put out on social media, and I know that Alex Kappa follows me.
Uh-huh.
And I pull back.
Oh, yeah, because he's a big guy.
Well, it's not that he's a big guy. It's I like him. I respect him. We're friends. I don't want to ever put him in a situation that he has to do one of two things, either defend me or throw me away.
Sure.
You know? So I'm being very careful. But I want to call out some of the Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans.
Okay.
I find it very hypocritical.
I know where you're going.
The same hypocritical fans that hate the New York Yankees, that hate the Boston Red Sox, you know, who go out and basically, in their words, not mine, purchase a world title.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
So the New York Yankees reload. They bring in whoever this week's, you know, cheesecake of the month, whatever. And the fans hate them because they're going out and buying the championship.
Yeah. In their hometown, the Rays, who spend no money on teams.
Has nothing to do with the Rays.
But the same fan base that's here locally doesn't support the farm grassroots effort of developing our own players, finding talent, and making them stars. But go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that has nothing to do with where I'm going with this. No, it really doesn't. The fans, all fans, and mostly what we tend to see the most are Tampa Bay fans who hate the New York Yankees. They hate the Boston Red Sox. They hate all these teams that go out and acquire either talent or former talent, names of yesteryear, in hopes if they can plug them in, whatever. But now they're all giddy. Le'Veon Bell signs with the Bucs today. You know, when they got Antonio Brown, when they got Gronk, when they got this, when they got that. It's called being a hypocrite. I don't care who plays on any team. Whatever it takes to win a world title, do it. Now, the New Orleans Saints thought the best way for them to win a Super Bowl title is to injure as many Tampa Bay Buccaneers as possible.
Don't say that. You think Sean Payton, well, yeah, it is Sean Payton. Doesn't he give bonuses for knocking players out?
That was in the past.
Once a bounty hunter, always a bounty hunter.
Even though it was legal, it was dirty.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Because you can't touch the head anymore. Even if it's accidental, there's penalties.
Which is brutal.
You lose yardage, you lose opportunity.
There have been receivers who have gone to the other team the night before and say, listen, hit me in the head, I'll pay your fine. Stay away from my knees.
Right, because the knees, your game's over.
Right.
Your season's over.
Godwin's gone.
It could be his career ending.
It could be the end of the season as well.
Right.
You know, for the Buccaneers. It is the end of the season for Godwin. It could be the end of the season for the Buccaneers.
When you're dealing with ACL issues, you could end a career because once you lose that first step, that quick step that got you into the league, once that is gone, you may not have the same advantage.
And the worst part of the whole thing with Godwin. Oh, first and foremost, welcome everybody to Knockout Radio. A lot of things to get to. I was at the circus Saturday night. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the UFC last week, BKFC coming up. A lot of stuff to get to. Back to the Buccaneers and Godwin. It could not have happened at a worse time for Chris Godwin. Contract year.
Yeah.
Can you say Cha M M F F Ching? If you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
He was going to get paid.
Oh, yeah. Now it changes his thing.
It changes everything. It changes everything.
So now he's Frank Gore and he's going to do boxing.
Well, hopefully better than Frank Gore boxed. We'll get into that whole, you know, fiasco. I do have your Christmas gift, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I need you to publicly, and I know you've lied in the past.
Fine. I'll be Jewish. How do I convert?
Now, first of all, if it's a Christmas gift, being Jewish has nothing to do with it.
Oh.
And since you didn't give me anything for Hanukkah, you can basically go. I need you to publicly say on this airwaves right now that you will accept this gift no matter what it is. This is live radio today, dude.
I accept the gift, whatever it is.
Okay. Do you have a Christmas tree at home?
Yes.
I need you to publicly say on this radio program right now that you will put this gift either under, behind, I don't care, you can put it behind,
okay,
over or on the Christmas tree? Say it publicly.
I will put this Christmas gift over, under, behind, or on this Christmas tree.
Okay. You will post photos of such.
I will post photos of such.
You will post photos every day until you take the Christmas tree and all the gifts away.
I'll post every day till the Christmas tree is down and the gifts are put away.
And if you choose after Xmas to dispose of said gift, I demand it to be returned.
Okay.
If it is not returned, and this is my legal document that I'm saying live on the air.
Sorry.
If you do not return the gift, and next Christmas, and I am still alive, if you do not reuse, not re-gift, reuse this gift, you will be fired again.
Okay.
Okay.
That's, I mean, I do. And those are more vows than my wife and I shared 17 years ago yesterday when we got married at a courthouse.
I would normally ask, is your wife listening right now?
No, she doesn't support anything I do.
You know, and I know you like me more. So
well, she just doesn't find me funny. She doesn't listen
nobody
to the radio.
Does. Nobody does. Trust me. If I told you some of the things people have told me about you.
Well, that's not all true.
No, it is. unfortunately, it is. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we'll talk about Saturday night, the Jake Paul situation, Tyron Woodley, and what he has done. He is offering $5,000 to a fan that rips him.
Yeah, Harry paid it. Harry paid it.
Did he really? Yeah. So we'll discuss that and a whole lot more when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back. The lights are on, but you're not home. Your mind is not your own. Your heart sweats, your body shakes. Another kiss is what it takes. You can't sleep, but you can't eat.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Turner, Kirby Carlisle from HBO's Arliss, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Have you thought of investing money in the stock market? Well, what's holding you back? Is it the fear of losing your hard-earned money? Don't have the time to babysit your investments? Or are you afraid of the unknown? Well, get ready. We have a proven system that's successfully running for the past 6 years, helping our clients make winning trades with our artificial intelligence-based software. Call now to get in on our free live daily trading sessions as seats are limited. Call 727-597-4377 or visit us at www.sleepandtrade.com.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
You're invited to the 17th annual Festivals of Speed, Sunday, January 23rd, in downtown St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed showcases over 300 of the world's most exotic and classic cars, with names like Lamborghini, Ferrari, McLaren, and others. Register your car and join the fun. Use code SAVE50 to save 50% off general admission tickets online. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivalsofspeed.com.
It's back. Outback Bowl 2022. Be there New Year's Day for a first-ever matchup. Big Ten's Penn State with superstar receiver Jahan Dotson versus SEC's Arkansas Razorbacks with dynamic quarterback KJ Jefferson. What a game. Outback Bowl. Don't miss it. January 1, Raymond James Stadium. Ticketmaster.
This is former WWE wrestler Tugboat, aka Typhoon of the Natural Disaster. And have you been to the best gym in downtown St. Pete? If you haven't, there's no better time than now. Suncoast Fitness is locally owned and operated. They have that old school feeling you just don't find anymore. Suncoast Fitness has plenty of cardio, machines, and free weights. It's more than just a gym. It's a family. Stop in and tell Hunter you heard it on the radio and your first workout's free. 33 6th Street South, St. Pete, Florida. Suncoast Fitness. We're just different.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Todd Yoder, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Knock That Radio coming to you live. Pretty soon. Back in the swing of things.
We got to decide. I've got to decide when the first broadcast will be. I'm looking at the 12th of January. That's if I go to Vegas for the CES.
Why wouldn't you go to the CES?
I don't want to go.
Seriously? You love it. The concerts, the people, technology.
Maybe in that order, but...
Picking up sponsors, grabbing new boards and headphones.
It's different, though. It's still, you know, COVID stuff. It's still wearing masks 24/7. You know, it's still... you're not going to have the same access. You know, they're not going to be the celebrities there to interview. So it's going to be different. Plus, I haven't booked a flight, rented a car. I have my room ready. But other than that, I don't know.
It is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And it's a lot of walking.
Yeah.
You know, because there's no parking around the convention center at all anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it just keeps expanding and expanding. So we'll see. I've got a couple days to decide. Let's play a little game over the next hour and a half.
Okay.
And we will call it Three Questions.
All right.
Every segment, you will get three questions.
Okay.
I will answer it in a yes or a no.
Okay.
And when I feel you are close to your Christmas gift.
Oh, geez.
I will then go and get it, produce it, and you will open it live on the air. So this is segment two.
Okay.
So this will be your first crack at... three questions
okay.
on your Christmas gift. More importantly, at your new facility toward the Bazaar, Coke or Pepsi there?
It's Coke. Coke, so Jack and Coke, you know, got to have Coke on the gun. There's not really much you do with Pepsi in a bar situation.
Well, there's nothing you should do with Pepsi at all, but I'm just saying, you know, for me to even attempt to come in there, you know, there's, like, I endorse a couple places that have Pepsi, and when I go there to eat, I bring my own Diet Coke. All right, go. Question one.
Is Dave Mandalay from MMA Bobblehead involved in this gift?
Not only no, but absolutely not.
Dang.
I've told Dave Mandalay, if he ever does what you've been kissing his butt to do, I will be done with him and you.
A Nikki Pizza Man action figure?
You both will never hear from me again.
But that would look great it would look great on any Christmas tree, let's be honest.
At least Dave Manley brings something to this program, and he's only on once every 6 months. You bring nothing. All right. That's your first question.
Is it something that I can wear?
Yes and no.
Now, you said you were going to answer the question with a yes or a no answer.
All right, then I'll say no.
I was thinking of maybe odd socks or something along those lines. Is it something that I want?
I'm going to definitely go with no. I'm going to definitely go no.
No.
All right, so that's your three for this segment. So you're going to have to wait another segment.
It's an awful game.
Just to see if, well... With any luck at all, you won't get anywhere near it. I don't have to give it to you. And then I can return it for full value.
Oh. You actually spent your own money on this?
Yes, I did. Oh. It's probably even gone up in value.
Oh, the Bitcoin.
It's
a currency, the cryptocurrency?
Your three questions are done. So we'll have to move on.
Is it plus or minus what
Saturday night, Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley,
yes,
do what they wanted to do, and what a vicious, vicious KO. Vicious. And for anybody, and we all know that I'm naive of naive, you know, I believe wrestling's real. I've sat with wrestlers who told me a story, and I looked at them like, are you kidding me? And they looked back at me with a straight face and go, absolutely. And then they looked to another celebrity that was sitting across from them. This is a true story. And kind of laughed. Mm. So I'm gullible.
Okay.
But for all of you people that think that Tyron Woodley was on the take last time.
Uh-huh.
And that he was on the take this time.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure he could have lost the fight a whole lot easier than getting KO'd.
KO makes it convincing, though.
Oh, it made it convincing.
I mean, if you're going to sell it and if you're going to take a dive, that's the dive to take.
I don't know. I think you take a body blow and then go straight to your knee and, oh, my God, you cracked my rib. Cracked. It was cracked. You cracked my rib. I don't know about a right to say night-night termite.
The conspiracy theories are saying that Jake Paul did the handshake to signal
that
now is the time. He dropped his hand, and everybody knows anything about boxing. You would never drop your hand in a defense. Like, there's no natural movement.
You always have your hand up. It's like being on the phone.
There's no natural move. So as soon as he saw the signal, he dropped his hand. The knockout was real. It was better than they thought it was probably going to be.
Yeah, it was better.
They didn't. I don't think they expected him to actually go out with it. They just go down with it. And I think he just hit him in the right spot.
He was out halfway through the fall.
Well, he fell in a very dangerous way because he could have broke his neck, and we've seen that in the BKFC. Once you go out on your feet and you fall. Now, the best way to defend against that is to be Frank Mir and just go out on your feet and just not fall down. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Not too bad.
Sorry, Frank.
All right.
I like Frank.
I'm going to call Frank and let him know that you're making fun of his knockout.
Oh, if he's still awake.
No, he's awake. He had to wake himself up and get on the plane. Very boring fight.
Terrible.
You know, up until the punch.
Awful.
I thought Paul looked pretty bad. You know, I still had him winning the fight.
Yeah.
Which shows you how bad Tyron Woodley was.
Sure.
You know, a bunch of hugs and kisses after, you know, Jake Paul was hanging out with Tyron's mom and vice versa. And Woodley's like, now you get to meet, you know, Mama Woodley. And, well, we don't want to meet Mama Woodley. We want you to get in there and fight. You know, yeah. The other thing that I want to correct, all those fans who I dislike so much.
That's not true.
These ones I do. It was not boxing versus MMA.
Right, boxing.
Tyron Woodley was not representing MMA because, right, if you're aware, he got released from MMA. So he has no...
Well, there's no kicks or takedowns or jitsu or grappling.
It wasn't an MMA fight.
Yeah, it was just boxing.
It was two guys who boxed, one badly, one worse.
Right.
You know, and that's what it was.
Right.
I was going to say, the co-main event, she's pretty good.
No, the co-main event was a real boxing match. It was a real fight. And Serrano was a beast. She put it on Gutierrez. And, I mean, just dominant from round one on.
I enjoyed watching that. I was floored. I thought Frank Gore was going to, and I don't know why. You know, maybe it's because in at the press conference they addressed it, how soft NBA players are. And Duran was like, hey, I throw elbows going through the middle. I'm going to get physical.
Yeah.
And then they kind of made fun of the basketball player that Jake Paul knocked out. I thought.
Nate Robbins.
Right. I thought Frank Gore was going to look better, seeing that he does train.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, and we need to address this as well, you know, with Le'Veon Bell, he's been training to fight Jake Paul.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said the only way that he was going to give up on his boxing for now is for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is a no-brainer.
Right, because you got to get a ring. You got a chance to play with the GOAT on the best team, on a loaded team that was built to buy a championship.
It is a loaded team of injured players. Right, I mean, that's right, where we're at. Right. You know, if they don't get Evans back and they're not getting Godwin back, Brown comes back, Fournette, if he doesn't come back, Levante David's out for the rest of the year, he may be back in time for the playoffs, but without the nucleus of those guys, they're not going to go far.
Yeah.
You know, and they had the opportunity, you know, to sit close. They need to have home field advantage. If they go back up to Green Bay and play Green Bay in Green Bay, I don't like their chances.
What about Bruce Arians taking heat from the media? About, you know, how, what was his response? Like,
greatest response ever.
And it was?
One of the local media persons, Jenna Lane, kept digging like she does and brought up about Antonio Brown and that he made the comment, you know, one screw up and you're gone. And so he addressed that. And then she came back again and said, you know, well, what about the fans who are going to say that? And he basically said, I don't give a beep. I was going to say it rhymes with hit, but it is hit with a letter in front of it.
Uh-huh.
I love that. He shouldn't care. He shouldn't care. And to his benefit, he addressed, my job is to win games. And basically he was saying, yes, that was my plan then. And he goes, history has changed. Now, some people, and he did comment on this, some people thought that he meant just the history of Antonio Brown. No, I took it meaning the history of where the team is right now.
Mm-hmm.
The team needs him. If you have Godwin, if you have Evans, both healthy, you have your full, you know, you don't necessarily need this guy. Even though quality player when he's on the field, blah, 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 blah.
Of course.
But if you need him, guess what? Oh, well, history's changed. You know, the dynamics have changed. We need to keep him for now.
And the only greatest answer or comeback from Bruce Arians' response, I would say, is Tyron Woodley. And what he's done, he offered fans a chance create a contest.
Right.
So, a fan to say, because he went online, he saw everybody was clowning him, he saw all the memes, he saw all the people making fun of him. He goes, you know what?
What's the character in Toy Story?
Oh, well,
Timmy, Woody? Tommy, Bobby.
Oh, Andy.
Andy. So the meme was Andy comes into his room and all of his toys, you know, it's like, guys, here comes Andy. And you know how they all fall down?
Right.
Well, amongst all the toys was a Tyron Woodley just laying there.
But he made it a contest. And he said, look, if you guys are doing this creative graphic design and all the meme creators, you might as well get paid for it. So I'll give $5,000 cash to whoever has the best meme, the best, you know. And what he did was the winner was he got punched. When he hit the ground, the ring fell through. It fell down through, like, you know, an abyss. And then he landed in a hotel room of like a party where everybody was passed out. And it was McGregor knocked out in one corner. And like all these legendary fighters, it was Deontay Wilder laid out against the rope. I mean, it was unbelievable. And Tyron, and then a blanket comes down on top of Tyron. And so Tyron showed the cash app. He actually sent the money to the fan. But look at Conan O'Brien. He built a whole career in comedy on being self-deprecating and making fun of himself and laughing at himself. And so for a guy like Tyron, in the worst knockout maybe of history, to be able to spin it to get the fans to love him.
It has changed. Brilliant. As much as I still don't necessarily like Tyron Woodley.
Brilliant.
It changes. It changes everything.
It's brilliant.
I've talked about Peyton Manning. You know, everybody called him, you know, Mr. This, Mr. Stick Up Your Butt, Mr.
Mr. Put Your on a... But didn't he get a controversy in college where he was inappropriate with?
Anyway, so he goes on Saturday Night Live. He does all those skits, and things change.
Sure.
And by Tyron Woodley doing that, if you laugh at yourself, people aren't going to laugh at you.
Sure.
Because when they're laughing at you to get a reaction.
Right.
They want to tick you off.
Sure.
But if you're laughing at yourself, it drives those haters crazy. So he basically paid $5,000 for his hate to go away.
Yeah, no question.
And that's just, you know, the case.
And probably the greatest star right now to have the most haters ever just silenced all of the crowd. When Kim Kardashian went and passed the bar exam to become a lawyer, like, you know, so many people hate her because she's a beautiful hater, because she's a reality star, hate her because she's who she is. But look at what she just did. She went and did something that most people, even if you don't love her or like her, you have to respect that.
I also have to respect we're at the bottom of the hour, which means you have a couple minutes to think of your next three questions. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Done. No place to hang out or washing, and then I can't blame.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Billy Bob Thornton here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at OddSocksOfficial.com. That's OddSOXOfficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Lomas Brown, and you're talking sports with Randy, the Monster Jam Man.
My good friend Lomas Brown just saw him in Vegas a couple weeks ago. 2020 and 2021 Collegiate Football Hall of Fame class. So that was cool. All right, let's recap. Every segment, you get three questions.
Yes.
To try to get close to your Christmas gift.
Correct.
When and if, and only if, you get close enough, I will then provide said gift. Question one, can you wear it? The answer was basically yes and no. You made me say no. Question two, I don't remember. Do you remember what it was?
Was Dave Manley involved
from
MMA bobblehead?
And the answer was no.
I was thinking it was a Christmas ornament or some kind of figurine of a one of those cool action figures that he creates, especially Derek Lewis, who just won in a dominant fashion over the weekend.
And yes, he did. And number three was, will you like it? And the answer to that is a most definite no. All right, so there's your first segment. I'm opening it up if you'd like to throw another question or two.
Is it something I can eat?
Something you can eat. The answer would definitely be no.
No, because coming from you, knowing that you're a foodie and like everything revolves around food.
Everything does.
Like the only reason you're not going to Vegas is because there's no steakhouse that you love.
I keep making reservations at a couple places and then I cancel them the day before.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, if the CES was in Wyoming, you would go back for the steakhouse.
Oh, just so I could go to that one steakhouse every day. Right. Absolutely.
Is there anything in Vegas that you would go just for the food? Is there a restaurant out there that you just Every time I come here, I got to go here.
You know, I've been trying to get into Hell's Kitchen. It's always full. I'm sure once I see the menu and the cost, I'd probably bail. I make reservations at both buffets. It's like $75. I'm good to go until the day before when I cancel. I just as soon go to, you know, Five Guys and get an $8, $9 burger. Right. I did go when I was there a couple of weeks ago to one of our favorite seafood buffets out in Henderson, so that was cool. All right, second question. I just want to get through this real quick.
Is it anything sponsored by 8-Man Strong?
No.
Because usually I get gifts from you that are 8-Man Strong branded, which I don't know if I don't think I've ever bought myself clothes since I started doing this radio show.
You know, we used to, I don't think you were involved then. We used to do a free shirt Thursday.
Okay.
And, you know, when we were doing it from Bubba's studio, and every Thursday we had to wear a different shirt.
Okay.
That we have acquired.
Free.
Through what we've done, yeah.
Yeah, cause, I mean, between DJ Tony hooking me up with, like, you know, Odd Socks underwear and.
Yeah, I'm still socks. Waiting on so you yeah, or him. Yeah, whatever.
Your socks are on my counter. I gotta, I'll bring them. I'll trade you.
Yeah, whatever.
It would be like a white elephant exchange.
Well, no, because that gift has nothing to do with you. You total piece of garbage.
But I'm giving it to you. So it's the messenger. Thank the messenger.
Wrong.
Right? I mean, how do we know that frankincense, myrrh, and gold was actually given by those three wise men? It could have been from someone else that somebody just delivered for them, like a UPS guy.
Don't know what to tell you. What's your third one? What's your third guess?
I'm not done yet.
You bore the crap out of me.
Oh, that's not true.
You really do.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Something. What's something that you would want back? Like, you don't like anything. So, like, for you to actually want to receive it back if I don't use it. Oh, tickets to a Magic game. Because every time you give them to me, I give them straight to DJ Tony.
Well, you're never getting anything from me ever again for that reason.
I can't even. As soon as, just like you say, I think about going, but then I cancel up to 24 hours. As soon as I get the tickets for the Magic, I'm like, I-4, driving to Orlando. Orlando's an hour away from Orlando. I'm not going.
This segment is now done because you are 0-3 again. So let's try to regroup. Let's try to get back on base, which we're going to do. Let's reach out and talk to our buddy Joe from Sleep and Trade.
Hey, thanks, Randy. I have some great news for your listeners today regarding passive income through investing. Imagine having a 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment to fuel your dreams and passions. That's right. Why let your hard-earned money just sit there instead of making it work to generate consistent income every month? Hello, folks. My name is Joe. And if you've ever thought of day trading but found it too difficult or scary, I don't blame you. Did you know that more than 80% of day traders fail? Well, we've got a solution for you. A fully automatic day trading software program that you simply just turn on and let it run. It does everything for you and all you do is check it out at the end of the day. It's fully automatic and it's AI or artificial intelligence based, which means you have a solution for generating a substantial passive income. Look, the software takes the human element out of trading. Folks, if you're not making a 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment, that's right, monthly return on your investment, you need to call us now. So get a pen and paper and write down this website and phone number. I'll repeat it a few times. The website is www.sleepandtrade.com and the phone number is 727-597-4377. This software has been running for over 5 years with great success. How successful, you may ask? How about 85% accuracy on the trades it takes? This software is built on consistency. And what people are looking to do nowadays, especially after the pandemic, is looking for ways to work from home. And with this software, you can run it from any computer device, your desktop, your laptop, or tablet, or even your cell phone, and you can earn passive income. Guys, you don't need to know how to day trade to use this software because it does it all for you. Look, where are you going to find 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment without manually doing anything? So if you'd like to see it, hear it, and witness it for yourself, all you have to do is make an appointment by calling the number at 727-597-4377. 4377, and you can sit in on the short session that we have from your home or from anywhere and watch the software work and find out details and do your due diligence to see if this program is for you. Today's third grader can run this software, by the way. It's that easy. We've got clients aged 18 to 85 that are making money while they sleep. So don't be shy if you're looking for an opportunity to make a 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment without manually doing any work. Sleepandtrade.com is the website and phone number is 727-597-4377. Attend our sessions, see it live, ask questions to see if this is the right thing for you. Once again, the number is 727-597-4377.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
Thanks, Joe. We appreciate it. And you'll have the opportunity to meet Joe.
Yes.
With you, knucklehead. As we will have, I want to say a booth, but it won't be a booth. It'll probably just be your truck.
A stand.
Like a lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Out at Festivals of Speed coming up on, January 23rd, I think?
Yeah, Sunday the 23rd, downtown St. Pete.
Oh, this is quality ticket. They sent me the wrong tickets to give away.
Oh, yeah, with the last year?
Yeah.
Trying to recycle. Like, COVID started shutting stuff down last year, so they got to, you know, they got all this inventory. Let's repurpose it.
I wonder if they'll just be, you know, used just like Renaissance did that too.
Okay, yeah.
You know, they just use the same ticket. So I'm going to assume that, but I will.
Well, with that being said, your son Sean was out in Denver this week to see the Lightning and Avalanche play. Made a special trip out to my old stomping grounds, and seems like the world is going backwards as
the game was canceled.
That's canceled, and NFL games have been moved around and. Borders are closing, and seems like the COVID thing's starting back up.
And that's one of the reasons I'm leaning towards not going back to Vegas in 2 weeks.
Just because it's not going to be the same. It's like the Super Bowl here last year. Media Row was vacant. There was nobody here in attendance. And I assume the same thing will happen in L.A. in a couple weeks?
Probably. You know, it was getting back, but because, A, it's California.
Yep.
So I think you need 72 masks. That's how many you have to wear.
We have to go outside of California to go into California.
definitely some truth to that.
But yeah, I don't think the Super Bowl this year is going to be the same star-studded, you know, attraction like it was in Miami Super Bowl 54.
We may never get back to that. You know,
I thought we were on our way though. Did you feel like they were coming back?
No, hold on a second. You believe that because you live in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
Go to some of these other states.
But I have. I went to 26 states over the summer.
Okay.
In the middle of COVID.
And I don't want to get political, yeah. But how many were Republican run?
I was all over. But no, I went to half the country.
I understand
that. Half the country was blue, half the country is red because that's the way the election goes. So, I mean, the southern states obviously are red, you know, Mississippi and Alabama and, you know, those. We were in New York, we were in Jersey, we were in
New York
Vermont.
If you went to New
Michigan,
York, New York has been like Louisiana.
Michigan's blue, all blue. Jim Harbaugh was in attendance at the fights.
Jake Paul, yeah, he was.
Like, you know, it's all blue. Everything's blue up there.
I think he figures he has such an easy game against Georgia that he can take the night off.
Yeah, he doesn't need to coach.
All right, so I need to vent on this, and I need you to tell me whether I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
Just tell me now I'm right. That's okay.
Sure.
So a B-ball player, we like to call him a hoopster, plays for Memphis.
Okay.
Don't remember his name. Ja, I think his name is.
Okay.
So he comes back. He's been gone for a dozen or so games.
Okay.
After this whole thing, they put up a stat. And I'm going to make it up because I do not remember the numbers. We're going to say he was gone. I'm going to make up the numbers, 12 games.
Okay.
So Memphis was... So 12 games. Memphis was 9-3 while he was gone.
Okay.
And they're 2-15 since when he plays.
Okay.
So fans started to yell at this guy, you need to go sit back out.
Okay.
And at the press conference, he was whining and complaining about it.
Okay.
These fans. And what bothered me even more is probably the worst network on planet Earth. In my opinion, I won't say their name for legal purposes, but it's four letters.
Okay.
Sage Steele is like, oh, that's awful. This is the worst thing I've ever heard. What? If the guy stinks, why can't a fan say, dude, you stink?
I mean, I did that once.
No, well, you've always stunk.
No, to King Griffey Jr. I had just moved to Denver. I got front row outfield tickets right behind King Griffey Jr. He was playing against the Rockies. He was on defense. He's in the field. I stand up. King Griffey, you suck. And then everybody, because they're so liberal in Denver and a bunch of hippies, they're like, oh, that's not nice. Like, oh, he's a pretty nice guy. Like, you shouldn't say this stuff. And so I was the only heckler in the whole section.
That's not, no, the difference between you being a heckler and this guy, you are just a moron. Right? It has nothing to, the other fan was basically, we're better without you.
Right. But look, at least me being a heckler to King Griffey Jr.
There's no team that's better without King Griffey Jr.
That's not true.
What?
You don't know that. Look, that's, those are opinions. But I would definitely not heckle Chael Sonnen.
Yeah.
did you hear what happened to Chael Sonnen?
God, tell that everybody know, and then I'll tell you what John Jones said.
So Chael Sonnen, obviously, you know, former Bellator star or UFC star, commentator. He was working on assignment out in Vegas. His wife was there, and a guy and a girl were drinking, and they started making inappropriate comments about Chael's wife, about her body, about her figure, about her assets. And Chael apparently just had enough and defended his wife and her honor and disrespected these people and got arrested for assault and battery. But when the reports came out, it came out as domestic violence. But apparently it's not the case. So John Jones was quick to chime in, and he said...
Well, he said numerous things, but who put it that Conor McGregor has lost... he had five fights, or he won one fight in 5 years.
Right.
And Chael Sonnen won five fights in one night.
Yeah. Taking it back to the original UFC days.
You know, I'm arguing with myself.
Okay.
You know, it's like the devil on both shoulders.
Ooh.
Because I don't have a problem with Chael sticking up and defending his wife's honor and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I'm the one, and I stand by this, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Right.
So, granted, it wasn't directed to Chael, it's directed to his wife, but it falls into that gray area. You know, do you just be, you know, and walk away? Which brings me to the legend. I said legend.
And that is?
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Coward of the County. Have you ever heard that song?
No.
You need to listen to that song.
Do I have to?
Yeah. Okay. You know, the song is, there's a guy whose dad was in trouble. He was in jail, blah, blah, blah. And the dad tells the son that, you know, to walk away when you can. You know, don't fight. Don't fight out your problems. You know, walk away. That, you know, you can walk away. You can be a man. And then at the end, the Gatlin brothers, I believe they were, who came and took advantage of, I don't remember the guy's name's wife. And so he goes to the bar where they're at, and he walks in, and they stand up, and he turns around, and he starts to walk back out, and they go, oh, look, old Yella's leaving, and he locks the door.
Oh, nice.
And then he beats the crap out of all three. Just like every bad movie, they don't come at him one at a time, or all, right, you know, all three on one.
Right.
They come individually. And then the thing changes of the words of, sometimes you have to fight when you're a man.
Okay.
You don't have to fight to be a man, but sometimes you have to fight because you're a man.
I can stand behind that.
Yeah.
I can behind that.
You know, and that's kind of what Chael did in this situation, and, you know, sticking up for his wife. And, you know, I probably would have taken his wife over those guys in the fight too, you know, to be honest.
Why?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm sure she has some fighting background, and I'm sure that, you know, so either rolled or gone to the gym or whatever. And that's the problem with, you know, a jerk, big mouth bullies.
Yeah, but the more big mouth bullies get cracked like that,
yeah,
the better the world will be.
Absolutely.
And didn't Kenny Rogers, was he the one that said you got to know when to hold them?
Yeah.
Know when to fold them.
That's another song.
Know when to hit a break.
No, we're not hitting a break. I said we're going to go right through it. I'm going to give you this, even though I wasn't going to, because we didn't do the break. I'll add this as a new segment.
Okay.
So the first segment, can you wear it? No. Dave Manley involved from MMA Bobblehead, no. Will you like it? No. So all three are no's. The next one was, can you eat it? No. Did it come from Ape Man Strong? No. Is it magic related? No.
Is it something I can invest in, like sleepandtrade.com, So that can
no.
Get
yeah, no.
Returns on my investment. Is it MMA related?
No. And for those people just now tuning in, this awful game is Name My Christmas Gift. So I went way out of my way to get you this Christmas gift. And I wanted you just to get close. And when you will, I will present it.
This is my third guest for this segment?
Yes.
Is it an item that you have picked out from Country Depot in Brooksville?
Good guess. And the answer is no.
Dang.
So wow, it looks like this will be a bit very successful.
Okay.
So you've gotten...
Because John's got some amazing Christmas gifts like in stock. Country Depot's amazing. I've met some people from Brooksville that they know John. They know the place. I saw the Grinch out front when I walked in the
studio.
Grinch
is awesome. I love that Grinch.
Man, he's got some cool stuff up there.
He definitely does. You need to get up there and check out Country Depot in Brooksville. There's some good restaurants. I wouldn't necessarily recommend where we went, but I'm sure they're a good restaurant.
Didn't you feel a little awkward sitting in a place called Country Cracker? Like you can't say cracker. It's offensive.
I'm going to crack you upside the head. How about that? Can you say that?
Okay, Chael. but everything's offensive these days.
No, everything is. You know, you can't say guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can't say guys.
So like Five Guys is no longer.
They may have to change their name.
Well, like five.
Yeah, it's five. Well, I told you, I think they're going to change the name of Dollar Tree.
Yeah, a buck and a quarter.
Buck and a quarter.
I like it. They've already changed their prices.
I know, to a buck and a quarter.
It's already up. Yeah.
I think that would be fantastic.
So that means Family Dollar goes up to $6.
Yeah.
Because they were never near a dollar.
You know, and I told about this. I was watching Survivor, and he comes out, and he's like, as he always would, come on in, guys. And then he goes, is anybody offended by that? And everybody was like, no, it's cool. And then, like, the next day, they probably had a producer go and say, hey, you need to bitch.
Yeah, right.
And then at the next one, you know, they had to change. So, Disney. They don't say ladies and gentlemen anymore.
Really?
Yeah. You know, when Tinkerbell flies down and then the fireworks.
What do they do at the start of the races, like the Indy 500? Like, they didn't say, gentlemen, start your engines.
Well, it's ladies and gentlemen.
But now it's ladies and gentlemen?
Well, it has been since.
But what if they go like gender, like neutral?
I think they should say ladies, gentlemen, and people who don't know, start your engines. Well, people who don't have a preference.
Wait, you know that like the whole premise behind the Indy 500 was Carburation Day was on Thursday. The sound of the cars, the race cars. That
Carburation Day for me is every day.
Well, because you drink Diet Coke all day long. but the carbonation, like where they would actually tune the carburetors and like get the racetrack dialed in and the car dialed in. But with Tesla and all these like electric car companies coming out, the Ford Lightning already pre-sold out before it's even made. Eventually, it's going to be a race and you won't have any sound. It's just going to be visual blurs of cars.
I'd like that.
Moving.
I'd like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think it'd be awesome.
You got to be kidding me.
Then I'm going to come out with an app.
There would be no wrecks in NASCAR. There'd be all those self-driving cars where the sensors would keep the cars spaced out. Like, you, the first person on the pole position would win every single race. There would be no... There'd be no wrecks.
That is nothing to do with no, you know, room as they go around you.
No, you gotta feel the engine. Like the whole stadium vibrates and like that, the rumble of the engine. Like this is, like you really want to sit in the stands and watch that?
I don't want to sit in the stands and watch anything.
That's not true. You went to the Jake Paul fight. You sat in the stands there. That was Saturday.
Did I tell you about my complaint Saturday?
No, I've. You usually complain at the top of the hour, but today we had a little delay, so we'll get to it now.
All right. So I think I have a. Well, I got 2 minutes. I can get to it. So it's basically sold out.
It was a massive crowd.
It was really impressive. Yeah. And it was even more impressive the boos when the Island Boys came through.
The Island Boys are awesome.
But they got booed.
I'm an Island Boy.
And then when they were throwing T-shirts in the stands and the stands were throwing them back, it was hilarious.
But it looked like a scuffle and it looked like a brawl in the crowd because all the attention went to the Island Boys right. And the T-shirt giveaway.
Right.
But not the fight.
Exactly. So I'll lay it down and then I'll end it, you know, when we come back after the top of the hour. But entirely sold out. There's butts in almost every seat, except for section 128,
okay,
or 108. I think it was 108 we were in. That was like the media section. There was four people sitting in the entire section.
Okay.
Three people all the way down. I would say they were sitting in row four or five. And me, last row, first seat.
With DJ Tony.
Well, I eventually allowed those guys to come in. You know, they went to boot them out numerous times.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, no, they're with me. It's good. I'm working on it.
So how come you never vouch for me like that?
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, they ended up sitting there. You know, DJ kept coming. Tony kept coming back and forth and such. But I will finish this story and give you three more guesses at your Christmas gift when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.